We got ground to cover. It's like Tolman Nachman last night. It's schizophrenic. It's a lot of Agadah. Then at the end, boom. It's massive, heavy, heavy lumber. See what we can get to.
Just for
the cheering section.
To
remind you about something. Okay. We are two lines in the bottom. Lachuf Chav Beis. Ahmed Beis. Face Davis. Lachuf Gimel. Okay. Tana Rabbanon. We're talking about how you the Bechor gets Pishnayim. So what is the question, basically the question of the Gemara is, what does the Bechor of Pishnai mean? Is it that he gets an extra portion, meaning if there were four brothers, we'd create five portions and he creates two? Or he gets Pishnayim double of everybody else, meaning he would basically always get two-thirds of the Nacha. So, Tana Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, Ki es Bechor asnu ben Yaki, lo seis lo Pishnayim, right? They give him Pishnayim. So Pishnayim ke'echad, does that mean Pishnayim ke'echad is one chelek? Rashbam says, Pishnayim ke'echad, there were five. He split up into six portions. And the Bechor gets two portions. Or maybe you say pishnayim keechon. Or ena ela pishnayim bechol nechassim. Maybe he gets pishnayim in all the nechassim. Rashbam says shenotol pishnayim bechulan. They all get, you know, a certain percentage, and he gets double of what everybody else gets together. So it's basically 2/3 every time that comes out. So v'dinhu. Bryce is going to now say that Misvara, you can go either way, right? The dinhu chelko im echad. He's trying to get one extra portion. Chelko im echad. Why? U chelko im echad u chelko im chamisha. That this should be no difference whether he splits it with one brother or he splits it with five brothers. Ma chelko echad pishnayim can get echad. If he was split it with one brother, he's only getting one extra portion. If two portions, he gets one extra portion. Three portions, he gets two. 2/3. Right, so Machal, so he's only getting one extra portion. Can negate that one brother. So too, Av Chelko im Chamisha Pishnayim Keechad. So too, if he's splitting with five brothers, he should get one extra portion divided by six, and six portions, and he gets two. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Oh, Klachad Derech Zo. But you can make the same logic the other way around. Look at it this way. Chelko im Echad u Chelko im Chamisha. This should be the same thing. Machelko im Echad. Pishnayim mechol nechassim. He's taking 2/3. He's taking pishnayim mechol nechassim, right? So af chalkon im chamisha. If he takes it with splits it with five brothers, pishnayim mechol nechassim. He should take 2/3 there as well. So svara we don't have one way or another. The Gemara says no. We're going to get it from Psukim. So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk before it says v'hayu v'yom hanchilu as banav. Right? Pasuk continues eisa sheri yelo lo yuchal lebaker is bein ahubal pnei bein asnu bechor. So the point of the Gemara is that this pasuk is extra. Because the basis on the Rashbam explains it. Because the Pasuk afterwards says that Kies Bechor Bein Hasnua Yakila Seislo Pishnayim. You have to give him Pishnayim. Right? So the Gemara is going to say, the Torah focuses on Hinchilu Ezbanav. So the Ikar Yerusha is on the Banim, on the plural Banim, not on the Bechor. Right? So Torah Ripsa Nachla Etel Achim. So the Torah has come to teach us that Rove of the Yerusha should go to the brothers. There should be cases where Rove of the Yerusha goes to the brothers. If the Bechor is getting 2/3 all the time, the Rove of the Yerusha is not going to the brothers. So, Shato Ripsa Nachle Etel Achim. Ha She'ena Lech Ladum K'Lashon Achron. Don't learn like the Lashon Achron, that the Bechor gets Pishnayim Lechol Nechassim, which was said was 2/3. El K'Lashon Rishon, that the Bechor should get Pishnayim, meaning one extra portion over one brother. Because of the extra pasuk that focuses on the brothers. So there would be no other, you have to make sure that there's an instance that the brothers get Rove. Let's look at the Rashbam. Maybe there's no Rashbam. Okay. So the Gemara now brings another raya. The Omer. Here's another raya. And the Gemara is going to later ask, why do we need another raya? We just proved it. What do we need a second raya for? So the Omer, Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, right? The question is always asked, you can't learn out halacha from Nach. So why are you giving Pasuk? You're trying to learn out how a Bechor gets it from Nach? How does that work?
It's just
exactly. So if it's Megala Metzias, the halacha is in the Torah, but you're trying to figure it out. You use the Pesukim Nach to be Megala to explain what the halacha is. It's not like you're learning out new halachas from Nach. Although there are, don't we learn from Yecheskel certain things? So yeah, something about the Kohanim also we learn from Yecheskel. Okay. Okay, but Omer, the pasuk says Uvenei Reuven, son of Reuven, Bechor Yisrael, the son of Reuven, who is the Bechor of Yisrael. He was the Bechor, u'b'chalalo Yitzui Aviv, and he was Mechalal the Yitzui Aviv, which was basically the whole Maisa with Bila, right? Nitna Bechoroso l'b'nei Yosef, right? The Bechorah was given to B'nei Yosef, Ben Yisrael, v'lo li'yit yachais l'Bechorah, In other words, Reuven's still the Bechor. Yosef got Bechor portion, but Reuven's still the Bechor. Right? Still the Bechor. So the Gemara says, that's one. Okay? So the Yosef has the Bechor. So we still haven't figured out how the Bechor takes the Pishnayim. And the Omer also says there, Ki Yehuda Gavar Ke'echav Ulnegid Mimenu Vabechor Yosef. The Bechor goes to Yosef. So we have to be Dorish these Psukim. Nemra Lashon Bechorah, Nemra Bechorah Yosef. It says the Lashon of Bechorah Yosef. He's the Bechor. The Nemra Bechorah Ladoros. And our Pasuk says, Lo Mishpat HaBechorah, right? The Bechorah Ladoros. Ma Bechorah Mura Yosef. Just like the Bechorah that Yosef got was what? He didn't get 2/3. He got one extra portion over one brother. He got 2 portions, right? Ma Bechorah Hamura Yosef, Pishnayim Ke'echad. Ah, Bechorah Hamura Ladoros, Pishnayim Ke'echad. So too, the Bechorah Hamura Ladoros, the Bechorah gets Pishnayim Ke'echad. He gets one extra portion over a brother. 5 brothers split 6 ways, he gets two portions. The Omer, and again, another source, the Omer, Va'ani nasati l'cha Shechem, Yaakov is talking to Yosef, I gave you Shechem, achad alechecha, one over your brothers, asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'charbi u'v'kashti, I took from the Emori with my sword and with my bow. Right, we keep it cherbo with kashta lakach. Did he really take it with his sword and with his bow? The lok par nemra. The pasuk says in Tehillim, ki lo bikashti eftach b'charbi lo sejeni. I'm not gonna have bitachon in my bow, and my sword is not gonna be what's gonna save me. So elacharbi zot tefila kachis over kasha. We'll get to that in a minute. We're talking about tefila. So basically, you see, he gave him Shechem echad alechecha, which means he gave him one more portion over the brothers. Not that he gave him 2/3, it's one portion to the brothers. So you see that a Bechor, when he's no-tell, basically if you have five brothers, he split the Yerusha 6 ways, and the Bechor gets 2 portions, and everybody else gets 1 portion. As if the Bechor is 2 brothers, so to speak. So Gemara says, the Chari Bekashti. So you have to, Chari Bekashti is kind of one of the famous. People say the name of the Grizz, but I think the Meshech Chachma predated the Grizz. It's one of the top 10 Meshech Chachmas. Again, there are over 50 top 10 Meshech Chachmas, but this is one of them. Maybe the close to 100 top 10 Meshech Chachmas. So he says, what's Bechari Bekashti? He says, Targum us unkulus b'tzlusi b'vosi, with my two different types of tefila, tzlusa and b'usi, right? It's similar to what the Gemara says here. It's with tefila. Unkulus got it from the Gemara. So Meshech Chachma says, who said it, right? Tzlusi. What's tzlusi? It's called tzloson, uvoson. We say it in Kaddish. What's tzloson? Who said their tefila kavua? That's the regular set tefila that the Anshe Knesset Gedola set. It's the set tefila, right? Right? Kamosha Emar Hashelach Bat Tefila Vadoma Akvin. That's tzlusi. What's ba'usi? That's bakasha. Asher, which stuff that you pour from your heart. It's your own tefilas, right? You can set your own tefillin. Yeah, that in Shema. People say, you say your own tefillas. So he says, what's the nafkamina between the two types of tefillah? He says, the nafkamina between the two types of tefillah is that when it comes to tzloso, when it comes to the set tefillah, kavan is not necessarily ma'akev. You just need kavan mu'etas, he says. But when it comes to your own personal tefillahs, you need real kavana. So he says that also explains the different lashon. What do we say? We said that charbi is tzlosi. A cherev is something that does damage, that can kill automatically. You just touch it with the tip of the sword, you're causing damage. So that doesn't necessarily need as much kavana. That's the cherev. But the ba'usi, we said was the kashti, was the bow. The bow needs human effort to make. You just have a bow lying there, it's not going to do anything. I mean, yeah, you could smack somebody with the head with it, I guess. But it doesn't, as a weapon, it doesn't serve its purpose unless it's actually effort. You have to put the arrow, you have to draw it back, and you got to do it. So therefore, for the ba'usi, for the personal tefillahs, you have to have more of the kavana. He says, yeah, hinei hecherev hu ba'atzmo mazik, shebarzol sheyesh lo chadun neimis b'koshu, ve'ein tzorich omed, aval keshev ba'atzmo eino mazik, rak kol chamora. Right, and it all depends on the koach that a person puts into the cherev. That's why tefillah is charbi, because that's even without kavanah meruba, and ba'osi, which is the keshes, that needs more kavanah because you have to put the effort in. Okay, it's also said in the name of the Grizz, but I saw it first in Meshech Chachma. Okay, so my ba'omer. Okay, why do we have to say ba'omer? We have the whole thing of b'nei ruvim b'chor yisrael. Why do we have to bring that pasuk? Why don't we have the pasuk of the passage before it says, "Biyom hanchilos banav," where we focused on the sons. So the Gemara says, Chi teima hai, and you might say that the pasuk of Hayah b'yom hanchilo, hai l'chir Rabbi Yochanan ben Broku da'asa. Like we learned yesterday, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broku, who says that, and we're also going to see on Daf Kuf Lamed, that, Omer al bein echa mibanav, she yorosh is called nechasad dvar cholam. He says that you can have one of your yorishim be yorish everything. So he says, so that's what he says over here, right? You could come to teach us that, that learns, and you learn it from that pasuk. How does he learn it from that pasuk? No, Rashbam doesn't say. How does he learn it from the pasuk? Now somebody learns from the pasuk, but Tashma comes to teach us of Bnei Reuven b'chor Yisrael. So then you have to learn it from the pasuk of Bnei Reuven b'chor Yisrael. You learn out our answer that it's one extra portion over one brother. Aye, the chitema. Maybe you can learn it out from the. So then you just have the pasuk of Bnei Reuven. So Gemara says b'chitema that b'chora. The word b'chora is used in the parshas of b'chor, and b'choraso is used by Yosef. Right? It says. Nitna b'choraso livnei Yosef. But by that now, pasuk says mishpacha b'chora. So maybe they're two different things, right? Lo gamrina, we can't learn them out. So tashma. Therefore, we have another pasuk that says v'habichora li Yosef. The pasuk says v'habichora li Yosef. That was the pasuk by Yehuda. Ki Yehuda gavar ki echab unagin mimenu v'habichora li Yosef. All these pasukim put together are going to teach us the halacha. Aye, v'chitema Yosef gufei mimai de pishnaim ki echad hava. So how do we know Yosef himself? And we just assume that Yosef got one extra portion. How do we know he didn't get the two thirds, that a double portion connected all the brothers? So Tashma, it says, Banina Sati Lachashchem Achad Alechecha. I gave you Shchem one more over your brothers, which is that he just got one extra portion over the rest of the brothers. So that's a full portion. Summarily, Rapapa Labai, Rapapa says to Abai, wait a second, maybe what Yosef got was just he got like an extra tree. Ema Dikla Ba'ama, maybe the extra portion was just one tree. So Amarlei, so by answers Alecha Amakra, based on to answer your time, the pasuk says Ephraim and Menashe, Reuven and Shimon Yuli. Ephraim and Menashe get a portion like Reuven and Shimon, meaning they get actual portions. So since Yosef got the double portion, but the double portion was only one portion more than the brothers, not one portion connected all the brothers. Based on all the pesukim, you see that a bechor when he gets pishnayim only takes one portion connected one brother, an extra portion, not pishnayim connected all the brothers. Okay. Now that we just talked about that Yaakov was Mabri the Bechorah to Reuven and Yosef, the Gemara is going to explain this. So we all sort of know this stuff from Rashi, but from the Midrashim, but also a lot from the Gemara. So, Boy me neighbor, Bichabo, Mir Bishimu Bar Nachmani. Bichabo asked Rav Shmuel, Ma ra'o Yaakov, Shenot the Bechorah me Reuven, the son of Yosef. What did Yaakov see that he took the Bechorah from Yosef? Sorry, he took the Bechorah from Reuven and gave it to Yosef. One second. So he says, Marah, what do you mean Marah? The pasuk in Divrei Yomim we just said, "Mubachalalo Yitzuei Aviv," right? Ksiv. He says because he was machalal, it was machal the whole ma'aser with Bila, whatever that ma'aser was, the whole ma'aser. So Ella Marah is the son of Yosef. Why did he give it to Yosef dafka? Why dafka to Yosef? This seems like I pointed out to someone the other day. It seems weird. The pasuk says it says you can't ignore the ben hasnua and give it to the bechor to the ben ahuva. The only two times in the Torah where the word snua is used is there, and by Leah. Leah was snua. So essentially what Yaakov did was ignore the snua, and did exactly what the pasuk tells you not allowed to do, and gave the bechor to the ben ahuva. I don't know how that, like a David Foreman, Rabbi Foreman type drasha. Like how does that, what is the interplay between those two words? And it just seems like Yaakov's doing exactly what the pasuk tells you not to do. Maybe they warrant a mikayim kol Torah kula. So how could he do this? It was in Mitzrayim at the time, so you didn't have to keep the mitzvahs. I don't know. So fine. Actually, the Meshech thought the Torah Tumimah has a good question. Torah Tumimah says that we know that there's we'll see on Daf Chuk Chaval on the days that Ha'omer Beni Habechor Lo Yitol Pishnayim. If you say that my Bechor not going to take Pishnayim, Lo Amar Klum, doesn't say anything. So if that's the case, how was Yaakov Mavi the Bechora from Reuven to Yosef? It doesn't work. Halachically, it doesn't work. You can't say my Bechora is not taking Pishnayim. So who cares what Reuven did? How does Yaakov have the right, the authority to do that? So the Torah Tumima says, he answers it based on a Ramban, it's in Devarim, that the din that you're not allowed to be Mavi the Bechora is only Bechaya HaBechora, only if the Bechora is still alive, only if the Bechora is getting the Yerusha when the Bechora is alive. But if the Bechora is no longer here, that the mechor, let's say the mechor dies b'chayi aviv, then the grandfather can say that this, that the father, right, can say that this son doesn't get the pishnayim. So the right, because he says based on the pasuk, says lo yuchal abakir as bein ha'huva al pinei bein hasnuah, with the face of the snuah, the other ben, the bechor has to be there. So and he says that the words al pinei always means that someone's alive. Al pinei Aaron Abiham, al pinei Terach. So therefore, the Torah Tumim explains that not only if the bechor is even not alive when the Yerusha takes effect. And this Yerusha only took effect when they went to Eretz Yisrael, and Reuven wasn't there anymore. So then he doesn't have the restriction of that halacha. Okay, so the Gemara says Elamara Shenasnu Yosef. Why does he give it to Yosef? So Emshalachal Mashal. So Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, let me give you a Mashal. L'madaber Domer. L'aval Abayis Shagido Yosef Besoch Beisel. Aval Abayis raises an orphan in his house. L'yamim Heshir Osu Yosef. And then this Yosef gets wealthy. Right, the Amar Ahanhei Leval Abayis Min Chasai. I'm not going to give to the Baal Abayis my Nechasin. So what's the Nimshal? The Nimshal is Yosef supported me all these years. I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to give him the portion. I'm not going to give him extra because he supported me. I mean, once I'm taken away from Reuven, who should I give it to? I should give it to Yosef. He's the one who supported me. So they all ask. The Marshal asks a great question. The Marshal is not Doma to the Nimshal. It doesn't make sense because in the Marshal of the Ashir, right? The Yosom got wealthy after the Baal Abayis was Mefarnes him. But in the Nimshal here, the Bechorah was already in the hands of Yaakov. He took it away from Reuven once Reuven did the Maisa. Before Yosef was Mefarnes him. That's the Marshal. I didn't understand the Marshal's answer. Marshal gives that since that the whole time that Yaakov had the Bechorah of Reuven in his hands, he thought that Yosef was dead, and since during that whole time he didn't give it to anybody else at that time, he was still holding on to it. It's as if that the Bechorah was always in Yaakov's hands, it was never given to anybody else, and then once Yosef, it's like one long continuum, that once Yosef was Mefarnes Hashem, he was able to give him the Bechorah. I'm not sure I understand that answer. I think it's a better question that the Marshal's not going to the Nimshal, but the Marshal deals with it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, so Rechabo says back to Rav Shuman, Ve'ilav dechata Reuven, lo mahan leh Yosef lo midam. We say, so if it wasn't for the chait of Reuven, Yosef wouldn't have gotten anything. You know, the only reason, Yaakov gave Yosef what he took from Reuven. So if Reuven didn't have, what would have Yaakov given to Yosef otherwise? Oh, the question is, he would have given him something else, but this, now he had this in his hand, so he gave him the Bechor from Reuven. So Ella Rabbi Yonasan Rabcha Lokach Amar. This is not what he said. Rather, Ruuya Haisa Bechor Latzeis Mirachel. Really, the Bechor should have come from Rachel. Dixiv, Ela Tolus Yaakov Yosef. This is the Tolus of Yaakov Yosef. Meaning that Yosef was the Bechor. Ela Shekadma Leah Birachamim. But Leah gave birth first because she had Tfila. The Koach of Tfila to the Abin. Mitoch Tznius Shahaisa Ba Birachel Hechzira Kadosh Baruch Hu La. Because of the Tznius that Rachel had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back the Bechor to Rachel. Meaning, Rachel was supposed to have the Bechor come from her. Leah Dabin, therefore she gave birth first. Because of the Tzlius, the Bechor went back to Rachel. I don't understand either.
What? So
the question talking about. The question says because... No, I don't know how that works. I don't understand how that works with the Torah to me.
Now he's saying that
the Tzlius brought it back to the originally. But according to this, he didn't take the Bechor from Reuven. It never was Reuven's to begin with, so how do you explain anything else? I don't know. So, yeah. What? So what? So what he sinned?
If you.
Right, that's the Torah. But how can they sell the? But how? It's not hers. The Bechor is not the woman's. It's his. It's Reuven's. So my could muscle Leah Barachamim. What does it mean that Leah? What does it mean that Leah was Mekati came first because of Rachamim? Dixiv, it says that any Leah Rakos, the eyes of Leah were Rakos. What does Rakos mean? My Rakos, Ilay Marakos Mamosh, mean that they constantly teared up. They always were swollen, right? Epshar Begnus Behema Temeah Lo Dibir Akasav Dixiv Menav Behema Torah and Behema Asher Ein Torah Begnus Tzadikim Dibir Akasav. The Torah is so careful not to speak disparagingly even about the Behema Temeah. When it comes into the table, it doesn't say behema tameya. It says behema torah, behema lo torah, inena torah. So now they're going to tell me something disparaging about the eyes of Leah. I don't know. So it was always saying we don't speak disparaging about people. So the first Rashi in Noach, Eli told us that he's a tzaddik. Some say l'shvach, some say l'gnai. So it's an answer because it says yesh mei rabbeinu she'omim l'shvach v'yesh omim l'gnai. The rabbeinu don't say l'gnai. They're just always people who are going to knock people down. The rabbeinu were l'shvach. I don't know. Maybe that's the answer for that. But you do. So it goes ella am Rabbi Lazar shemat noseha arukos. The gifts that she got were very long, which means that she got the leviyah and the kohanim and the levayim and the bnei melachim came from her. I don't know how that fits in with rakos, but okay, arukos or rakos. It was long. The gift that she got lasted for a long time. So Rab says, no, lo'olam rakos mamash. Really, her eyes were always crying, right? Lo gnai hula, but it's not a gnai. It's really a shvach, a shvach hula. So Haisha Shomas, Leah heard, al prashas drachim, when she was on the way, b'nei adam shahayu omrim, she heard b'nei adam shahayu omrim, shnei banim yeshul net lila Rivka. Rivka has two sons, shnei banim yeshul lo lovan, and lovan has two daughters. Gadol la gadol, the older one should go to the gadol, meaning Leah to Esav. Uktana lekatan, and the younger one Rachel should go to the katan to Yaakov. I don't know, so if Yaakov bought the bechor from Esav, so then that mate turns him into the older one. So maybe he should have been for Leah.
Not only that, she was concerned what townspeople are gossiping.
That bothered her. Yeah, she shouldn't have listened to Lashon Hara. But next, I have another question. But Haisa Yosheves Haprash to Rachel Michelle, and she would ask Hagadol Mamasa. They said Ishra. He's a wicked man. Milastim, he steals, Milastim Abrios, Katan Mamasa, what's the Katan? The Katan is each time Yosheva Holdem. By Sabocha, Achinash and Risa Enesh. She used to cry until from all the Bechi that came out from her, she, I don't know, the eyelashes fell out, and then that's where the Rachman she got from Yaakov. So, it's a shvach for her that she cried that she won't get to Esav. Wasn't Yaakov punished? The Mice of Dina Shrem, according to what took place, because Yaakov put Dina in the box. Because had he let Dina out, maybe Dina could have married Esav and would have been brought him to tshuva. He was punished for not letting Dina marry Esav. But Leah is a shvach because she doesn't want to marry Esav. Why isn't she punished for that? Maybe you could have done tshuva. You could have forced him and you could have done tshuva.
She has some
childhood.
She's depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a childhood. It depends what age she got it. But I mean, yeah. I mean. It's very. But I was saying, Yaakov was punished because she didn't let Dina marry Esav, and it's a shvach for Leah that she didn't want to marry Esav. What's the difference between Dina and Dina? What?
Leah couldn't do it. Maybe Dina
couldn't. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it is a mitzvah to be simcha, but if you're really sad, I guess it's, he doesn't, not a mitzvah to be simcha when you're not velos. So she had a reason to be sad here. V'hayo diksiv, and this is where Pasuk says, V'yar Hashem ki snua Leah. Hashem saw that Leah was hated, because he wasn't Yaakov's first choice. And Pasuk continues, V'yiftach es rachma v'rachal akaran. So my snua, what does it mean snua? Ilema snua mamish, that she was really hated. Efsar b'gnus behema t'meilo lo diber kasuv, b'gnus adigim diber kasuv. So I'm not sure what the gnus is. The gnus on Leah that she was a snua, or the gnus on Yaakov that he was sown to her. I don't know. Ela ra'a kodesh baruch hu shesnuim maise esav b'paneh. Rather, kodesh baruch hu saw that Esav's maisim were hated by her. That's a new definition of what snua, and therefore by yiftach es rachma. And that's why her womb was open. Okay, so the Brisa continued, Umay tznius haisa b'Rachel. What was the tznius by Rachel? The ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayaged Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi aviyahu v'chi ben rifkahu. The Pasuk says that Yaakov tells Rachel that he is the brother of her father, and he's the son of Rivka. V'halo ben achos aviyahu. He's not the brother, he's the nephew. Ela amar la, so Yaakov says to Rachel, Minasavt li, do you want to marry me? Amar la in. She says, yes. Miyu, however, he says, Abu Ramohu, my father's a Ramai. And you're not going to be able to beat him to get me because you're going to have to marry the older one first. So Amar Lo, he says back to her, Rama Usei, what Ramos is he going to do? So Amar Lo, Isli Achosa, the Kashisha Minai, I have a sister who's older than me. Velo Min Sabali Mekamo, he's not going to let me marry before her. So Amar Lo, Achiva Nib Ramos. So Yaakov says, I'm your father's brother, I have Ramos just like your brother. So Shiloh, can you deal with a Ramai with Ramos? I think the halacha is that you can, but you can't be the first, you can't initiate the Ramos. You can get back with Ramos. Okay. So Amra Le, Rachel says back to Yaakov, Umi Sharilhu at Sadiki Lasigubim Ramusa, who says that a tzaddik is allowed to be knowing the Ramos? So Yaakov says, and yeah, it is, Pasuk and Shmuel. Yaakov quotes the Pasuk and Shmuel that says, Im Navar Titavar, Im Ikesh Titapal. Right? If you're an Ishnaki, and, but if an Ikesh comes to you, then you can be dealt with him with Ramos. So Masar La Simonim. So he gave to Rachel Simonim. And kikama ali leleya. So when Lavan was machnas Leah into the chuppah, sabra hashta mixe achte. So Rachel was afraid that her Leah would become embarrassed. So misartina nihile. So she gave the simonim to Leah behind the ksev, and that's the pasuk says. But he broke her, but he nehi Leah. Surprisingly, it was Leah. I mean, beforehand it wasn't Leah. So as michlal dad hashta lab lehi elam he talks simonim shemusul yakel Rachel umasartu Leah lo habi yadal ad hayishata. He didn't know because the simonim were given to. And they didn't talk. He didn't recognize her voice. No, it's the same question you ask by the bracha of Yitzhak. He didn't recognize the voice. Maybe siblings have similar voices. It could be. So I saw a pshat that the Riva, that's also brought down in the Perush HaTorah, the Bali Tosfos, that the simanim weren't actual simanim. The simanim were the halachas of Nidachal and Hadlakas Aner. That Rachel told, Yaakov told Rachel that if you want to marry me, you have to know these special halachas. So Rachel told Leah these halachas. So when Yaakov asks, what does the Bas Yisrael need to know? He tells her those halachas. So therefore, based on that, no one ever even knew that those were the simanim. Leah never knew that Rachel gave her the simanim. That was even bigger tznius. Because it wasn't like she gave her actual physical thing. These are the simanim. It just said, you should know that a Bas Yisrael has to know these halachas. So when Yaakov asked, what does the Bas Yisrael have to know? Leah gave the answer. She didn't know that those were necessarily the simanim. Yeah. How could she trick Yaakov? That was Ellie. Love and tricked her. Love and tricked him. Leah tricked him. Right. What? That could be. And that answers with this. Yeah, you saw that. You saw that shot.
Really?
All right, homework.
This helps.
Yeah, because she never knew. Okay. Boy minei Abba, we're still numbered out, right? Boy minei Abba Khalifa Kruya Mir Bichi Bar Abba. Bichlolon. Right, when you count the Bnei Yisrael, when the Bnei Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, it says, Bichlolon Atamotzi Shivim. It says, Kol Nefesh Beis Yaakov, but Mitzrayim Shivim. But the Frotan, when you count them individually, Atamotzi Rak Shivim, Yotmotzi Shivim Chosar Echad. You only find 69. So how does that work? So Amalei, so he answers, Tahoma Haisa in Dina. Dina had a twin, the Ksiv as Dina Bito. And the S is a twin, so that's 70. So Elamiata, Tahoma Haisa in Binyamin. Maybe there was a Tahoma with Binyamin, because it says, the Ksiv, the S Binyamin Achiv, Ben Imo. I think Rashi says that there were triplets with Binyamin. So that means there's more than 70. So Amar, so Rabchia says, no, this is the answer. Margulis, Tova Haisa Biyadi. I really had a hidden jewel to give to you. Question is why he didn't say this answer right away. The Atam Vakish La'abdim Mimeni, Amar Rabbi Chama Barchanina, Yocheved, Zo Yocheved, the 70th Nefesh was Yocheved, Shehorasa Baderech, that she was conceived on the way, right? Shehorasa Baderech, Veleidasa Ben Achomos, and she was born between the walls of Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Asher Yoda Osel Levi Mitzrayim, the same Ashes Amar Yocheved is Bas Levi, Asher Yoda Osel Levi Mitzrayim, Leidasa Ben Mitzrayim, then Horasa Ben Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim, but she wasn't conceived in Mitzrayim, and she's the 70th Nefesh, and that's what the Ibn Ezra goes on, and says, well, if that's the case, then Yocheved was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe, and therefore it should be just as big a miracle as by Sarah. I don't know, then she was 127 when Aaron was born, and 124 when Miriam was born. It's also a pretty big miracle. I don't know why the Ibn Ezra only asked the question on Moshe. Okay. So and Raman answers that you don't, not every nace is necessarily.
How's it possible she's conceived on the way down? I think her mom wants to get down from the.
Yeah, that's another good question. How long did it take to get down? It took. I mean, the brothers were going back and forth. I mean, they were going back more than days. You know,
clearly.
That's a good question. Maybe she was born 6 months, like her son. I don't know. Still 6 months. Why me neighbor? That's a good question. When Rachel gave birth to Yosef, then Bayomer Yaakov Elavon Shalcheni. Then Yaakov tells Elavon, "I want to go." Maishnaki Islin Yosef. What's the why? Only when Yosef was born. Amrlei. So Reb Shmuel says, "Ro Yaakov Avino, Rak Yaakov Sov Ruach Hakodesh She'ein Zara Shel Eish Nimser El Biyad Zara Shel Yosef." That only the Zera of Yosef is going to defeat the Zera of Esav. Which I understand. Mordechai was from Binyamin. Binyamin also can beat, and he beat Amalek, he beat Haman. So does that count? Is it Bnei Rachel or is it just Yosef? Mordechai is from Binyamin. All right. Yeah, but it says here, Maishna Kisla Joseph. What? But Shaul didn't really. Shaul left somebody alive, and then he lost.
He got 99.9% of them.
Yeah, but and then that 0.1% caused his downfall of his kingdom and caused all the rest of Amalek to continue afterwards. So it wasn't really such a good thing. What? Yeshua's from Yosef. He fought Amalek. So my question is just Mordechai, I guess. So Amalei Ra Yaakovina Shein Zarat Shel Eish Nimser El Biyad Zarat Shel Yosef Shenei Amar. The pasuk says in Ovadia V'Haya Beis Yaakov Eish. Who based Yosef lehavo based Esav Lakash with the fire of Yosef? I don't know why you need the fire of Yaakov if you have the fire of Yosef. Okay, so Esav, they're going to ask a few questions. We're going to see some sources where it seems that people other than Bnei Yosef defeated Amalek. There's a Melchama in Sak Leg. Basically, what happened in after David Amalek became the king was Nimshach by Shmuel. So Shaul chased after him and he ran to Eretz Plishtim and he sat in the ear of Sak Leg and Shmuel Arach Perak Chav Zayin and. All the David and the people of that city went out to fight Amalek at that time because the police them at that time.
Again, the story doesn't make any sense.
What?
How many people from Amalek can possibly be around? Two.
Maybe go by the shita of Reb Chaim that Amalek is not genetic. Amalek is just behavioral. I don't know. So Esrei vayakim David mehaneshef ada er lemacharaso. David defeated Amalek when Amalek is the grandchild of Esav. So Amalek, Shmuel answers the Akrich Nevi Lo Akrich Suve. You may know the story in the Navi, but you don't know the story in the Ksuvim. Because if you look in Divrei Yomim, the Ksiv, the Lechto Es Tiglag Nafal Alav Mi Menashe. He also had people from Menashe to help him fight. Ad Navi Yozebed Bidyal Michal Biyozabav Eliyal Betzilsi Rashi Alaf Mashal Menashe. So they came and fought. So that means that if you don't have anyone from Bnei Yosef, you'll never win a battle against Amalek. Like we can't right now. I mean, they mean that's why he's named Mashiach Ben Yosef. Mashiach Ben Yosef. This is beyond me. I don't know. So that's one question. So Masi Rav Yosef, another question. If you look in the when you count the names of the Bnei Ashvatim, it says Umehem Bnei Shimon. These are the sons of Shimon. Hochul Har Seir Anashin Chamesh Meos. Bnei Shimon took 500 men. Upaltio Naario Rafaya Buzio Bnei Yishi Virosham. Vayaku Shreis Haplei to Amalek Vayishu Shaman Yomaseh. And they defeated Amalek and they sat there. So you see the Bnei Shimon knocked off Amalek. So Gemara says Amarav Rashila Yishi. The person Yishi mentioned in this pasuk is mi bnei Menashe Asi. He came from Menashe, the Ksiv, bnei Menashe, chayfir b'Yishi. So you see that Amalek is only defeated by bnei Yosef. Okay. Now, let's get into some 10 minutes into stuff that you can give a week's worth of shiurim on the next couple lines. So we're talking about now the concept of what a Bechor takes. So Bechor takes Pishnayim from Muchsok, not in Roi. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa to try to say what is considered muksak, what is considered roi. Okay? So Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. We're talking about a Bechor who's a Kohen, son of a Kohen. Tana Rabbanan, Bechor notel pishnayim bizroa uvilachayim uvikeba. These are the matnas kahuna. Whenever you shech the behemoth of chulin, you have to give the zroa, lachayim, bekeba. I don't know what they are. The zroa is the shank bone. What do they translate as? I don't know what to find. Keva. Okay, you have to, was it M-A-W or M-A-U-W? M-A-W, M-A-U-E. Right? Zerol Chaim Keva. Right? The Bechor takes Pishnayim with that. We're going to explain each thing. The Rice is going to explain each thing. Right? And he also gets Pishnayim in Mukdashim, which are the behemoth kachim of his father. Right? V'bishvach sheshavchu nechasim l'achar misa sabihen. And they also get Pishnayim in the shvach, in the uptick in the value of the nechasim that went up in value after the death of the father. Fine. So why? Why does he get Pishnayim in all these things? Because Rashbam points out, Shvacho me'atzman, because there's a chilik between Shvach haba me'atzmo and Shvach me'ela and Shvach that you put in yourself. If the Shvach comes in by itself, it's already considered a muksak. If the Shvach is, you have to put in human effort to get to the Shvach, then it's considered roi. So the Gemara is explaining how that fits in with these cases in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Ketzad. What are we talking about? What shvach are we talking about? Ketzad, heniach lenavim para. The father left over for them a cow, muhkeres umuskeres bialacherim. Well, it's learned the way the Rashbam says that muhkeres means that he was machkirit to somebody else out for, and the remuneration was that he would get a certain percentage of the work of the what? Okay, a consignment. Oh, or his care, he just rented it, and he gets an actual, you know, a set payment, right? Osha Haisa, or they had a cow, Rolaba Apar, that was just grazing and it didn't have to be fed. It was able to be fed by itself. The Yolda, and the cow gave birth. So Bechor Noto Pishnayim. So the Bechor gets Pishnayim. So everyone agrees the poor gets Pishnayim in the newborn. The question is, does he also get Pishnayim in the Mukheris and the Muskeris? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether he actually gets Pishnayim in the Tosis Rid that says points out only if it's a written contract, not if it's an oral contract. But so Bechor Noto Pishnayim. Aval, however, Batim Vinotu Kramim. Let's say about Banu Batim Vinotu Kramim. They had a piece of land and they built houses or they planted Kramim in Bechor Noto Pishnayim in this Shvach because the din of Bechor is only said by Mukhsak and Shvach that's not Bami Mela, right? It's only they might say Biadayim, that's not considered Mukhsak. So these things are considered Babiadayim and not Mukhsak. So Tosos points out that on tomorrow's daf, Tap Tosos, Likaman Mokila Kirebi, to the Rabbanon, Ein HaBachor Noto Pishnayim B'Shvach. This might be a Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanon as to whether or not a Bachor is Noto Pishnayim by Shvach or not. So I don't know, I saw in Bereshit he tries to be Masbir what the Machlokas in Rebbe and the Rabbanon is, whether the Bachor is Noto Pishnayim by the Shvach or not. It's an Eretz Tzvi Siman Lamed Aleph. So he says, the Machlokas is based on Shvach HaBa Mimela, right? Shvach HaBa Mimela. You definitely have a Kinyan in that. Right? Because it's the same, it's coming immediately. You don't have to make a new kinyan. Shvach that comes out, Maisa Yadayim, you need to make a new kinyan on the new thing that comes out. It's a new item. But Shvach HaBa Mimela, you wouldn't have to make there's no new kinyan, because your kinyan exists already on the field. Your kinyan exists already on the animal, and Shvach HaBa Mimela, it continues on what comes out of it. So that's what Rebbe says. As long as you have Shvach HaBa Mimela, you don't have to make a new Maisa kinyan, that's fine. But the Chacham are going to argue and say, no, you need another step in order for it to be considered Mukhsak. Not just necessarily that you have to have one Kinyan, but it has to be one Chafza. If it's not the same Chafza, according to the Chachamim, then it's not considered Shvach HaBa Mimela. They take it an extra step. That's how Rashatra explains the Machlokas. Okay, so Yigamari says, Hai Zroa B'Lachayim the Keva, Hechidami. What's the case of the Zroa L'Chayim and the Keva? Right? My father's a Kohen. I'm a Kohen. Right, my father dies, so I get the Zroa, and obviously the animal was shechted beforehand, I get the Zroa L'chaim and Keva. So how's that case? Either Asli De'avuan, if the gifts were already given to my father, right, so then Pshita, it's partially I get Pishnayim, because it's Mukhsak, he's holding on to it. The Either Lo Asli De'avuan, if it's not given to my father yet, meaning the Yisrael still has these three things in his hands, then Royuhu, it's just Royuhu, my father never got it yet, how is that considered Mukhsak? Right, Royuhu, the ain b'chor notel the royu kibamusak mukhsak. It's royu, and the Rimi Gash says it's not even royu. The Rimi Gash says it's nothing. You don't have anything. It was never given to you. It's not only not mukhsak. It's not royu. It was never given to my father yet. How does he have a right to it? And how does that right translate to me getting pishnayim in that? So Gemara answers, Hacha, what are we dealing with over here? The makiri kahuna askinim. We're dealing with makiri kahuna. I mean, kohanim that we recognize. I mean, these are the kohanim that you constantly give the matanos too. You don't give it to anybody else, even though there's a gemara somewhere else that says you're not supposed to give the same matanos to the same kohen over and over again. But I don't know. Here it says makiri kahuna askinon the ishtechit b'chaye da avuhun. If the animal was nishchat during the lifetime of the father, the kasava, and it's always given to my father the kohen, the kasava matanos shelo hurmu, and he holds that matanos that aren't separated yet kemisha hurmu dami. That is considered kemisha hurmu dami. So how does this work? Just because it's makiri kahuna, right? It's makiri kahuna. So what? If I always give it to this kohen, therefore it's his as mukhsak. He holds on to it. So Rashi and Gittin says that since you're ragilim to give it to this kohen by itself, all the other kohanim. It's a Rashi and Gittin on Daf Lamed. All the other kohanim are sort of mesalik. They're mesir das. From anything that this owner would have, and therefore it says if it already came into the hands of the current kohen, that's what Rashi says. Tosos here points out. Tosos says the second Tosos, bichol duchta abe mechiri kahuna muksak. In all places, mechiri kahuna equals muksak, and therefore we get pishnayim over here, right? Parakol get, right? Behind the timer, why? Shezehu matanamu etes. It's a small matana. Small matana, the halacha is where a small matana, you can't be chozer. Matanamu etes, v'asr lachzerbo. So if I'm always giving him, it's a matanamu etes, I'm not allowed to be chozer. So since I'm not allowed to be chozer, as if he has it, v'apilu b'dvarim ba'alma, even b'dvarim ba'alma, but the Tosfos adds, you're not allowed to be chozer, but if you are chozer, the chazara works. So long as you are in chozer, the kohen still considered muksak. Right? The dafka, the ishchit, the chayavu, and how love hachikib in the meis mizaka. Only if it was shechted at the lifetime of the father. So all the achronim ask, what do you mean? How is it considered muksak? If I have a right, it may be usher, but if I'm chozer, it doesn't belong to the kohen, then he's not muksak in it. He has to be muksak to make a piece of iron. But if I can be chozer, how is he muksak in it? So there's, I mean, in the back here, he quotes like seven different ways that you can answer. So the stipler has a way. He says that matnas kahuna, the second you're mafreshit, the matnas kahuna become the mamon hashevet. They belong to all the kohanim, right? Just all the time that the bialim has it, he has the tova hana, he has the ability to give it to any kohen that he wants. But no kohen in and of itself is the bialim on it. But let's say there was only one kohen in the world, then he would be the owner automatically. Not midin, his shame prati, his personal name, but midin that he's the kohen, because it belongs to the kahuna. So if you have makiri kahuna, he says it's as if there's no other kohen in the world. If there's no other kohen in the world, so if there's no other kohen in the world, then this kohen that I always give it to you, if he gets it, not midin from his personal, not because it personally he belongs to him, but because he's the only kohen in the world and belongs to the shevet. And therefore he says that, however, if another kohen would be born, then it wouldn't automatically go to this kohen. So to hear, if he's chozer from the makiri kahuna, it's as if another kohen's born, and therefore it's as if this kohen doesn't get it automatically anymore. Because there's another kohen born, and if you chozer it, then he's not considered the only kohen, and therefore the Yisrael can give it to another kohen. Okay. That's the stifler. Oh, we want to do more? Fine. Well, what is this? Fine. They say that. Okay. We'll stop here. All right. Have a good day.
Good coverage today.